Sometimes we feel so owned by our days. Like, oh, this day is going to freaking rock me. But we're so much in control of the things that we expose ourselves to or that we incorporate into our days to just make us feel better. So hopefully this list, you know, maybe not everything will resonate, but maybe some things. And hopefully it'll inspire you to curate things throughout your day that could just make you feel really, really good.
You're listening to the Almost 30 podcast, hosted by Krista Williams and Lindsay Simsek. Almost 30 started as a conversation about the transition from our 20s to our 30s. But then we realized life is full of transitions. So we expanded our mission.
We are an intuition-led, wellness-focused lifestyle podcast that promises to deliver authentic conversations, diverse points of view, and insights rooted in optimism, growth, and intention. The Almost 30 Nation community is a group of purposeful dreamers who are smart, passionate, and always seeking the full potential in every aspect of their lives.
At Almost 30, we're making magic together. We dream it,
and then we do it.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Almost 30 podcast.
Here we go.
Welcome to Almost 30.
Welcome. So happy you're here. Welcome to Almost 30 podcast. My name is Krista. I am over 30.
My name is Lindsay. And I thought the other day, this is very real life, I had a serious moment that I thought I was 28. Do you ever have an age that you're like, yeah, that's what I am?
Forever, 100%.
Yeah, I'm 20 forever, but I'm 32, almost 33. Christ year.
We had a sweet, sweet girl DM me. She's like, I love you guys so much. I just want to like provide a suggestion. Uh-oh. What if we change the name? I was like, oh man.
We should have that girl on. What if? I've never heard that before.
I know, honestly. Super sweet. Welcome if you're new here. We're so glad. Thank you to the friend or family member, whoever sent you to us. We're all about helping you along your evolution and your journey. We started talking about the transition from our 20s to our 30s, but here we are. We have amazing guests on to talk about awesome things. And we also do solo episodes where we go deep.
Yeah, the solo episodes have been fun for us to share with you over the last few months, just checking in exactly where we are, whether it's sharing practices, tips, or just sharing really vulnerably. And we're always open to suggestions. So if you want us to talk about something, a topic, or you have a question, you can DM us on Instagram at almost30podcast or join the secret Facebook group.
Yes.
We can talk about it.
We're waiting for you in there.
Waiting for you. Should we tell them about your new family members?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I am fostering kittens. So we're fostering kittens. My allergies are really bad, but I was just like, whatever, we'll see what happens. So I'm pretty drugged up all the time, but it's been so fun. They're so wild.
They're so cute.
They're so little. I've never seen the size of my fucking palm.
Yeah, these are the tiniest cats I've ever seen in my
life. They're the tiniest cats. Like it shouldn't be legal. Actually, we looked up. So they're 5 weeks old and they're actually too young. I don't know why the shelter, they just always are trying to have more space and optimize. We got them from Stray Cat Alliance here in LA. And they're trying to optimize space. And they said that their mom keeps having litters of kittens and they're trying to catch her. They're like this mom of these kittens keeps having litters and just leaving them. And we're trying to catch her and spay her.
Oh, so she's in the area and they just collect the kittens.
She's a stray cat in the area. So she keeps just having kittens and leaving them somewhere. So there's one. The one is really little and she has a little broken tail. So like the half of her tail works and the other half just like dangles. It's so cute. It's like a little, yeah, but they're fucking insane. They hide underneath our fireplace and Justin keeps being like, he's like, I don't think they should be in there. I'm like, I know you just want them out to play with them. He's like, I'm going to put a box so they can't get out so they can't go under the fireplace. And I'm like, okay, just let them be.
Were they scared of you guys at first?
Terrified. Yeah. And now they love us. They were all over my computer today. They were all over my lap. And so I'm just elated.
So sweet. I know I've been thinking, I'm like, oh, it would be nice to have a pet during this time.
For sure. Really oh my gosh, nice. It's been just a joy and a delight. We like, don't watch TV, we watch them.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
That's a blast. And to foster is fun.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to like push my brother to foster a dog or something. I just think to have like a little friend, you're serving. It's nice to connect.
Oh,
you don't actually have to talk to them. You just
he would do so great with a dog.
I know.
Who knows if we'll keep him? I don't know if we'll foster fail, but
I mean, it must be intense to be on allergy medicine all the time.
Yeah. But I'm kind of working through it. I kind of think it's something that I can get over.
Yeah.
And I know people probably think that's crazy, but no. I think I can, I grew up with animals, so I think I can wean my, there have been people that have been around animals so much that they don't need it anymore. So mm-hmm. I'm going to just try and do that.
Yeah. I have a friend who is really allergic to dogs and is doing some sort of like overtime treatment.
Yes.
To like expose herself and it's getting better.
Yeah. I'm like so into that.
There is hope.
Anyways, I wanted to talk about, have you heard about the caller daddy thing?
Yeah.
From my thing?
Yeah. My sister texted me and she's like, you know, I went to like, we went to middle school together or something like that. Alexis Cooper.
Alexandra?
Something Cooper?
Yeah.
Cooper. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Alexandra Cooper, one of them. Yeah, she, so they, I don't know if you guys know, but so Call Her Daddy, they're a very, very, very big podcast. They're super successful. They are on the Barstool Network. And, you know, no matter what you think about, you know, their show or their message, like, I've always respected them for being in their true alignment because you don't get that successful if you're out of alignment in that way. I've been saying it for fucking years. I'm like, I know those girls up are at Barstool and they have a trash fucking mm-hmm. contract. I just know it. I'm like, there's no way that they're getting paid what they're making. And they have merch, they have the pod, they have multiple ways that they can be making money and being in the space. I'm like, those bitches could be making so much money and they're getting fucked. And it came out. They went out of their contract. They had a trash agreement. Mm-hmm. And yeah, here we are.
Join our network.
Join our network, honestly. Come over here, yeah. Ladies.
No, but I have a feeling that it happens more often than we think. Yeah. Like, I think, you know, we've heard whisperings of other female hosts and female-centric shows that are unhappy in their contracts. But because it is, or was at least, a male-dominated space, I feel like there was a time in which if you had a podcast, you just take what you can get because mm-hmm. you're lucky to be on a network.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling it's going to start coming out more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one of those situations like, and if you guys are watching the Michael Jordan documentary, this happened with Scottie Pippen, where mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen signed an agreement for 7 years. It was a trash contract that he had to play out when he was one of the best players, you know, in the NBA. When Michael Jordan left to go play baseball, he literally carried the team. But it, you know what happens where people get in these contracts that are so bad, and with so many artists, it is something where the network or the manager takes the risk to have them and to do this contract. So I respect that, but the ways in which it's just very Barstool to be handling it the way that they are, and the president, whatever, got on their show and like told his side of the story, even though the girls aren't even talking publicly. And it's like, he basically like trashed them.
So he was on their show?
He got on their show. They were not on the show. They have not been recording. And so he did his own podcast on their show and then created merch talking shit about them and put it on their page. Swear. It's like straight up bullying.
It's bullying and so immature. It actually makes me puke.
Isn't that insane? Made merch. Dude. I mean, that's so Barstool. It's like painful. Yeah. You know, whatever, respect it for what it is. Barstool has their audience and they definitely do their thing and they're definitely very successful in what they do. But it's like the ways in which he was describing them, he's like, they're greedy and they are unprofessional and all these things. It's like unprofessional and greedy. I don't think they would treat men the same way that they do with them. It's like whatever you give women, you need to it's like the women need to feel grateful for it.
Mm-hmm. And also he's just controlling the narrative.
100%.
So it's like they don't want to record because they're unhappy in their contract, etc. Yet he's taking advantage of their platform mm-hmm. and then controlling the narrative.
100%.
Yeah.
And like speaking to their audience.
Yeah.
Like it's
I'd be surprised if the audience wasn't like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't really gone in the mix. I was talking to Justin about it this morning and I was like arguing. He's like, I mean, you know, that's what happens with contracts, blah, blah, blah. And I was so pissed off. He's like, I'm going to call you Keemstar. He's like, you're just all about the drama today. He's like, Keemstar. I'm like, shut up. I was so mad.
I was fighting with Sean about the Scottie Pippen thing because he's like, he knew. Like, he made the choice.
Same,
I was like,
Justin was saying the same thing.
But that's fucked up. I was mm-hmm. like, didn't I?
Scottie Pippen's iconic.
I know.
You know who's actually number one iconic? Dennis fucking Rodman.
Oh my God.
For fucking killing style before people even knew what the fuck was going on. Like, honestly, sitting on the sideline with like a ripped Led Zeppelin t-shirt and like a tie around the waist plaid and like pink hair, doing it before it was cool 20 years before. It's insane.
He's like one that even though it was out of the lane, like way out, far off to the left, always stayed in his lane in terms of like, I am fucking weird. I am Dennis Rodman. I'm a good defensive player, period. Like, I don't have to like act like I'm anything else. Mm-hmm. Other than, you know what I mean? It's just very...
He's a genius.
So interesting. Going to...
Dressing in drag.
Being a wrestler.
Being a wrestler, dressing in drag. His best friend is King Jong-un. King Jong-il or whatever. Like, he's like best friends with like the guy of North Korea. Like, he's so iconic. Michael Jordan is trash. He is iconic.
Dude, it was very interesting to watch alongside him. I was like, so this is what you remember. This is what I'm... Because mm-hmm. I remember like... basically living through like the boys in my middle school.
Totally.
You know, like what they experienced. I was like, yeah, totally. I like the Knicks. I don't know. And, but seeing how Michael Jordan, like watching this documentary now, and I'm half like, I respect you, and half like, how did you get away with all?
I mean, all he's a monster.
That? Yeah.
There was a rumor, like the tea is that he got sent by the commissioner to play baseball for 2 years.
Right.
Because of his gambling thing, which mm-hmm. is so fucking true. And his dad passing? Question mark.
I know. Lots of conspiracy there.
Some say he sold his soul to the devil. Now he's in the Illuminati. Oh! Who says? Not me.
The last dance, everybody.
You know us. Just talking sports, talking barstool things. Just a normal day.
Next is an ad from our favorite beer company.
I know, honestly.
I wanted to also talk about what's coming up for Almost 30 before we get into this episode.
Woo-woo.
We've been just trying, you know, doing our best to pivot for the business, but mainly serving you guys, just thinking of ways in which during this time we could give you resources, content, just experiences that would hopefully just make you feel less alone, empower you. It's an odd time. There's lots going on. And so we have our digital workshop series. So this is a new Paradigm digital workshop series that we've been doing on Saturdays and sometimes during the week. And we have one with Alexandra Roxo coming up called Fuck Like a Goddess.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be...
As it should be.
It's going to be juicy. She is a women's empowerment coach as well as like an embodiment goddess. I always look to Alexandra Roxo on Instagram to just like give me permission to lean into my physicality, mm-hmm. my body, sexuality. Her writing is absolutely stunning. She wrote a poem the other day that had me weeping. But I'm really excited that she's joining us for this workshop.
Yeah, she's so powerful. And then we have Jessica Linyadu talking about the Saturn return. So Almost 30 was inspired by our Saturn return. So that is the most pivotal point in your life. And it actually happens a few times, but it's when shit gets real. So we'll be digging into that and astrology. And then we have our Healing the Female Friendship Wound. So we have that workshop with Lindsay and I, which is going to be great. And then any workshops that we've done, so Quitting Anxiety Forever, Human Design, and then Reiki Healing and Energy with Milana Snow, Natalia Benson, we have those available at shopalmost30.com. And those also, on that website, we have our workbooks, we have our affirmations downloadable, we have our self-care checklist. There's just tons of really good stuff for all you.
Yeah.
For all y'all.
All y'all. And to sign up for the workshops, you can go to almost30podcast.com/new-paradigm. Cannot wait to see you there. Our next one again is with Alexandra Roxo. Today's episode is a solo with me. I wanted to keep it light and quick and just really valuable. So I know a lot of us are in our homes. I find myself sometimes like just looking around like, help me. Like what can support me? What can make me feel better? What can stimulate me? And so I just wanted to share some of my go-to products and practices and resources that I am using during this time to whether it's give me more energy, inspiration, ground me, or take care of my body physically. So I just wanted to share those with you. We get questions in our DMs all the time. So we just wanted to give you a really tactical episode that will hopefully help.
Yeah, we're so excited for you to listen. You can connect with Almost 30 on Instagram, Almost 30 Podcast. We have YouTube, and now we're putting up more videos on YouTube. So excited to connect with you there. secret Facebook group. We're having conversations all the time. You can check out all of our sponsors on the partner section of our website, where we feature all of the goods, great discounts for brands that we love. New Paradigm Series is on almost30podcast.com, and you can check us out on Teachable. We have courses that we've created and launched on Teachable. And if you're interested to launch a podcast, you can do that at Your Podcast Pro.
We love you. Thank you for listening. And if you are called to write a review for the podcast, we would love it on Apple Podcasts. We will read one on the other side of this episode. But for now, enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hello, friends. It's Linz. I am very excited for this episode. It's going to be very to the point, very valuable and fun. And I just wanted to let you know, you can watch on YouTube now. You can watch on YouTube. We're video recording as much as possible. Your moms have finally gotten onto the train and said, hey, YouTube can't just be for male podcasters. We got to get on there. Show them the real, real. And the real, real right now is that I'm in a bathrobe and I have a fresh zit in the middle of my forehead that wanted to make her debut on YouTube. So go check out the video on YouTube. But today's kind of cool. I'm going to share my top 10 favorite things right now. And they're actual things. It's not going to be, you know, a tip like kind of vague and inspirational, which there's a time and place for that. But today's going to be very, very tactical. Possibly materialistic, but everything's really affordable. And all of these things bring me joy, make me feel really good in my body or in my heart, and just add a little something to my day. And I wanted to share those products, things that do that for me. When I was reflecting about those things throughout my day, I just had so much gratitude for the fact that I get to curate this, you know, and so do you. Sometimes we feel so owned by our days. Like, oh, this day is going to freaking rock me. But we're so much in control of the things that we expose ourselves to or that we incorporate into our days to just make us feel better. So hopefully this list, you know, maybe not everything will resonate, but maybe some things. And hopefully it'll inspire you to curate things throughout your day that could just make you feel really, really good. So I'm going to talk about, you know, everything from things I put on my face to things I eat to things I use to move. It's going to be short and sweet, and I'll give you all the resources where you can find them. Let's start with number one. Number one is something I put on my face. I've been getting a lot of comments about my dewiness, and I really appreciate it. It's not a filter. I've been trying not to filter as much on Instagram, although no hate at all. But Ilia is an incredible clean makeup brand that I'm obsessed with. So I love their Super Serum Skin Tint. It's SPF 40, comes in so many different shades. It's incredible. It's a really clean, light coverage, and it has a tinted mineral SPF, and it's like a serum, so it has skin benefits, and I absolutely love it. It has niacinamide, squalene, I never say that right, hyaluronic acid. So it's very moisturizing and just goes on super, super well. And it gives me coverage. You know, if I have a big old zit like I do now, like I need a little concealer, they also have concealers if you need it. But it's just so natural and it creates a dewy finish. And I love it so much. And hyaluronic acid, by the way, is great for plumping your skin. And this formula is silicone-free, fragrance-free, chemical, screen-free, oil-free, and safe for all sensitive skin. It's really, really awesome. This is not sponsored whatsoever. But I just wanted to shout that one out because I don't wear a lot of makeup anymore and it's really nice. I like not wearing a lot of makeup, but when I do, I want it to be super clean and effective. So Ilia, I-L-I-A, it's the Super Serum Skin Tint. To be honest, I don't have it in front of me. So do I know the color? Oh, shoot. I think I got the Balos or the Formosa for the shade, but you can take a little test and get your shade. I also, just as a side note, I love the Ilia mascara. It's bomb. I use it. Okay. Number two, bopping around here. I talked about this a little bit, but in my morning routine, I have loved drawing. There is just something, my spirit just wants to draw. I am not good whatsoever. Every once in a while, I create a masterpiece, but that happens very infrequently. But I've been using Procreate on my Apple iPad. And I understand not everyone has an iPad. I have a very old model iPad, but I got Procreate on it and I got the Apple Pencil. And it's just so fun to create. And what's really cool, I haven't done this yet, but I've seen a lot of people do it, namely our friend Danielle from Daisy LA. Check her out on Instagram. But she uses Procreate to take photos that she's taken and then draw like really fun graphics around it. So, you know, listen, do what you want, get an old-fashioned pen and paper, marker and paper, whatever you want. But there's something about drawing on Procreate that is really fun and free to me because I can double tap and delete something that I just did and, you know, just use different textures and brushes. It's really fun. I feel like a kid. So if you don't have an iPad, maybe you can find a way to just like freely draw like a kid. Draw, paint, what have you. But Procreate is a great app. I believe it's like, oh man, I got to look that up. Maybe like $30 and then you have it and you can use it. It's incredible. It might even be cheaper than that. The Apple Pencil runs you about $100, but it has been well worth it. I can also use Procreate to take notes. I've been taking notes. I've been writing letters to people. So even though I'm not going to like the mailbox and delivering letters, I can write a letter, handwrite a letter, and then email it to them. It's cool. It's a great idea. We're talking a lot about immunity lately, making sure that our immune system is strong as hell with everything going on. And my first suggestion is always Athletic Greens. You've heard me talk about it a lot. And for good reason. Athletic Greens is the first thing I put in my body every single day. This is your ultimate daily. It's super comprehensive. It has 75 highly absorbable ingredients, which is important for the body that it's easy to absorb. It has minerals and vitamins that are sourced from the best sources on the planet. They're obsessed with their quality at Athletic Greens. John, one of the founders, is just an incredible dear friend to the podcast. And we were talking to him yesterday just about the mission of Athletic Greens. And they just are so, so dedicated to making people feel good in their bodies, to help them support in recovery, improve their immunity, help with digestion. So many people have digestive issues, increase their energy. And, you know, they are fully aware that like our lives change, the influences on our bodies can change, our bodies can change, our needs can change. But Athletic Greens is just such a rock solid source of the minerals, whole foods, and vitamins that we need. It also has superfood complexes in it, adaptogens and antioxidants, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes. This is my favorite subscription I have. Like it arrives to my door every month and I just feel so damn good. athleticgreens.com/almost30 and you'll get 20 free travel packs with your order. And that means that's 50 servings for the price of 30. That's huge, 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 huge. athleticgreens.com/almost30 and you'll get 20 free travel packs with your purchase. There are so many modern day health issues that are caused by artificial blue light. And we don't even know it. And we're like exposed to blue light all the time. And what's an issue is that there are so many blue light blocking glasses that are marketed to us that don't work and they're cheaply made and they're not backed by science. So we made it our mission to find a brand and work with a brand who are obsessed with the science and really care about helping people upgrade their light hygiene and feel better. We found Blue Blocks, BLUBLOX. And we actually interviewed Andy, the founder, on the podcast. It was one of the most interesting episodes we've ever done, and I just love them so much. I wanted to shout out some of the products I've been using lately, especially working from home, being in front of screens. I love their summer glow. So basically, this is like a yellow lensed glass, and it's great. So it's chromotherapy. It's like a light therapy or like a color therapy, pardon me. And it's great because they block 100% of blue light. And it's really great for your mood. It boosts your mood and just overall elevates your well-being. So I wear these during the day. They've been so helpful. At night, I wear the Remedy Sleep Mask. I've talked about it ad nauseum because it really works. This blocks out 100% of the light without sacrificing comfort. It's super comfortable and adjustable. And I can't sleep without it. I fall into a deep sleep. I hit my REM cycle. It's awesome. So for more products and information, they also have a blog that is very, very information packed and so helpful. You can go to blueblox.com, BlueBlox.com. And of course, as always, you can use our code almost30 for 15% off. That's blueblox.com/almost30. And you can use our code almost30 for 15% off. All right, number three. This is an Amazon purchase I'm very, very proud of. Get ready. This is the manicure set by Essarora, E-S-A-R-O-R-A. This is an 18-in-1 stainless steel professional pedicure kit, nail, scissors, grooming kit, and it's in this really great leather case. It's only $27.99 on Amazon. Basically, this has everything you need for a manicure pedicure. So from the nail clippers, different sizes of those, to cuticle scissors, to the little tools that you use to get under the toenail. It's really disgusting, but effective. It has a file. This is what I was really excited about and surprised by, because I didn't know I was getting that too, but they have like skincare pimple poppers. Disgusting, but now it's my new addiction and I love it. But you can get rid of blemishes safely using these tools. So I could not recommend enough. I'm trying to see what else is included in there. Yeah, I mean, they have it all. I could not recommend enough. That's the manicure set by Essarora, E-S-A-R-O-R-A. It's the 18-in-1 kit. And I don't know, for me right now, while we can't really go anywhere or do anything, it's been fun to kind of set up my appointments at my house and in my bathroom with myself. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a pedicure tonight at 5 p.m. And I get out my kit and I, you know, get out my nail polish and all that stuff. And it's just a really nice hour to myself to take care of myself. It's kind of fun. And I feel really good afterwards. So maybe there's a way that you can set up your appointments that you would have had where you can do it yourself. So again, that's on Amazon, $27.99. Super cheap and amazing. Number four. All right. This is something that I eat. I put on almost everything. It's called Magic Garlic. And Magic Garlic is this, it could be a sauce, marinade, dip. It could be anything. It's basically delicious, creamy garlic. They have different flavors. My favorite is the cilantro magic garlic, but it's straight up like garlic, olive oil, salt. You know, it's very, very simple. And I think it's the most delicious thing on the planet. What I've been doing, I'm actually looking it up right now online just so I can tell you exactly where to get it. But I will marinate my chicken. I'll marinate like fish. So I'll put it on there and then I'll bake it. It's so good. I'll dip vegetables in it. And garlic just has so many health benefits, whether it's improving your blood pressure, lowering your cholesterol. It's great for like antifungal, so anti like colds and flu. I think it helps my skin. That might be something that I'm making up, but I just really love garlic. So Magic Garlic, I get it at Erewhon, but I think you can really get it anywhere. I'll see if you can get it on Amazon because, you know, Amazon. No, you can't get it at Amazon, but you can probably get it at like Whole Foods and other grocery stores. It's so delicious. Magic garlic. I love the cilantro, and that's like a very delicious creamy garlic spread, marinade, dip, whatever you want it to be. Number five, my plants. I love my plants, guys. I just did a photo shoot with my plants today. That was like a new high for me, but I truly love my plants. They bring me so much joy and responsibility, and I just treat them as my children, and I very much trust them to create or add to my environment, clean my air, and to tell me when they need something. I have a few that are possibly overwatered right now, so we're working on that, but I just love having plants in my space. To have something alive is really special. I'm sure some of you think I'm crazy. I'm sure you've seen my Instagram where I have a lot of my plants on there, but I have about 20 plants in my apartment, ranging from snake plants to pancake plants and more. I also have a banana leaf tree plant. I'll look it up. I also have an aloe plant. I have different cacti that are really incredible. What I would recommend for me, the cacti that I have, I just put them near the window. They get enough sunlight. It's dry. I barely ever water them. My pancake plant is thriving per usual. I usually water that one once a week. And then the other ones are really like temperamental, and I have to keep an eye on them. But it's really great to get like fun planters. Sometimes I'll get like soft planters from like a Target or Urban Outfitters Home. You can use those as like blanket baskets, or you can put a plant in it. I've gotten very inventive with what I'm putting my plants in, and it's been really, really fun. I also got a new plant. It's called the Peperomia obtusifolia. And it's big and beautiful. I also wanted to share a brand that I love to get plants. So thesill.com, this is not sponsored whatsoever. They don't know who I am, but I really love The Sill, and they have great resources for taking care of your plants as well. But they have some hardy plants on there and really unique ones that just bring me so much joy. They have great containers as well. And then also Home Depot. Home Depot is great for plants. If you have a Home Depot nearby you, they are affordable. And if your plant dies or has something wrong with it, you can return it. They won't ask any questions and they'll give you a new plant. There you go. Plant mama. Number six, my trampoline. My trampoline is something I love so, so much. So I got my trampoline about a month ago, and I'll let you know what it's called and all of that in a moment, but it's been really great for my nervous system. I have been unusually stressed and on edge, tight, and yeah, just needing to move a lot of energy. I will literally just go on there and let her rip. At least once a day, I'll put on a song, and for 3 or 4 minutes, I just balance however the hell I want to balance. And it's so much fun. So I got the BCAN 40-inch foldable mini trampoline. It's a fitness rebounder. It comes with adjustable handles, but I don't actually use the handles. And it was like $150. So that's on the higher end. You can definitely get cheaper versions. I just wanted something that was super, super sturdy. So I love this thing. I really love it. And whether you're doing a workout on there or just want to move some energy, move some lymph, it's a blast. I've also been using it too. If you plant your feet on the trampoline and then you hold the edge of it and then shift your weight back, there is a stretch for your back that I can't wait to do every single day. It feels so, so good. I'm finding new and interesting ways to stretch because I'm just feeling a little out of sorts at times because I'm not moving my body as much as I would normally. So stretching just feels so good. And the trampoline is a platform on which I can really stretch. So trampoline, BCAN, 40-inch foldable mini trampoline. It's that fitness rebounder. It's a blast. I highly recommend. You can easily store it And that's that. Number seven. I get this every other day lately. And while it's not the best for my wallet right now, Bulletproof Vanilla. So this is a coffee that Bulletproof, which is a cafe in Santa Monica, Venice area that Dave Asprey opened of Bulletproof. And they have just most incredible coffees, espressos, and food. Their food is so, so bomb. But the Bulletproof Vanilla is my go-to. My order specifically is the 16-ounce Bulletproof Vanilla with the no butter, add collagen. Is that it? Yeah. No butter, add collagen. The butter's amazing, but sometimes butter like does something weird to my throat. So I add the collagen. There's MCT oil in there. There's fresh vanilla bean. Y'all, this one makes my day. It's like right now I'm like, this makes my day. And I only have one coffee like every other day. So it's never so intense for me where I'm like, I have to get off my coffee. It's just something that is very ritualistic for me. I love the taste. And what's great about the Bulletproof coffee, it is super, super clean. So we have to be careful about where we are getting our coffee. Could be kind of dirty and, you know, harvested in like not so hot soil. Coffee is like one of those dirty crops that we have to be careful of. But you can go to bulletproof.com, again, not sponsored, and they do have their coffee available for sale. So they have like starter kits, they have ground coffee, they have whole bean coffee. You can get the brain octane oil, which is like the MCT oil. You can get the ghee. They have everything you need. I really, really, really trust this brand. And it's delicious. So I get the Bulletproof Vanilla. If you're ever in Santa Monica, Venice area, definitely pop in there. And I just love it so much. It helps me to fast in the morning too. So sometimes I fast and my brain is like on fire. And so I'm like thinking clearly. It's amazing. Okay. Number eight is very important to me, my sparkling water. So another beverage. I'm sure a lot of you have multiple beverages. I feel like I've seen it on Instagram where it's like, hello, I have 8 beverages on my desk right now. This is real life. But I love my Gerald Steiner. I hope I pronounced that right. Gerald Steiner mineral water. This is a sparkling water with minerals in it. And I just think it's the most delicious sparkling water on the planet. And for me, it's really hard to get enough water. I don't know why it's one of those blocks for me, but I'm trying my best. And it's important that this water has minerals in it. You can read more about this on GeraldSteiner-USA.com. But it's really important that we replace the minerals that we might lose, say, in a workout. So for me, I am working on balancing the minerals in my body. I did a Paragon test recently, paragonvitamins.com. We talk about it a lot on the pod. But I was noticing that my mineral levels were all off. But this water has made me feel really good in addition to my supplementation. So drinking mineral water can act as a lubricant and cushion for the joints. It helps to protect sensitive tissue from shock, and it also aids in the digestion process. So this helps, you know, break down the food you eat, water, the water, which contains magnesium. You've heard us talk about magnesium. We love it so much. This really helps with relaxation and sleep and muscle recovery. It supports that energy metabolism, muscle function, and contribution to healthy bones. So I highly recommend, I love Gerald Steiner sparkling water. I get it. I get like 6 at a time. Let's see. You can buy it. I've seen it at every type of grocery store, like your run-of-the-mill grocery store all the way up to high end. So I love that they're super accessible like that. And it's really affordable, and they come in large glass bottles. Super important. So GeraldSteiner. Gerald Steiner. Check it out. My favorite sparkling water. Okay, how's everyone's hair during this time? Checking in. I have a recommendation for you. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand. They have over 30,000 five-star reviews and counting, so check that out. But whether you have curly, straight, natural, or processed hair, Function of Beauty individually formulates every bottle based on your unique hair type, style preference, and hair goals. It's really, really easy. You take this 4-question quiz, and you even get to customize your formula with fragrance and color, or you can go dye and fragrance free. They're personalized. Your name is printed on the bottle. It's adorable. And they are vegan and cruelty free, and they never use sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. To get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/almost30 to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in your hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/almost30 to let them know that we sent you. You'll get 20% off. Okay, so lately I've been using the Perfect Keto MCT oil powder, and I gotta say it is so delicious, and I've just noticed so many benefits. I love the coffee flavor, but I mix this into cold water, or I mix it into my coffee, or even in a smoothie with like bananas, cacao. It's so delicious. This is basically helping to trigger ketosis, if that's something you're interested in. It increases fat burning, boosts your energy for exercise. Ideally, I take the MCT oil powder like 45 minutes before a workout, and I have an incredible workout. It's also great for my focus, mental clarity. I've just noticed that like my brain is like firing, and it's amazing. It feels so, so good. Perfect Keto is an incredible, incredible brand that helps make a low-carb lifestyle easier with snacks and supplements formulated by Dr. Anthony Gustin. And plus, it's the best low-carb recipes and information on their website. It's a great, great resource, but they have so many different products, from their keto bars to their keto cookies, their collagen protein, their MCT oil powder that I mentioned. And they just do it right. They're obsessed with quality, and we can't recommend enough. So you can go to perfectketo.com/almost30 and use the code almost30 at checkout to get 20% off everything plus free shipping. Incredible. Perfectketo.com/almost30. Use the code almost30 for 20% off everything plus free shipping. Number nine is my sleep mask. I have a couple that I recommend always, but a sleep mask in general for me has really helped me to get a good ass night sleep. It's important that I'm blocking out all of the light. I've noticed how sensitive I am to light and how it stimulates my brain. So say during the night, there's like light that shines into my room, like through the slit in the curtains, because I have some bright lights out there, like street lights. It almost like wakes me up, like legit wakes me up with that bright light. So I'm very, very sensitive. So I wear these masks, and it just kind of puts me in a container for sleep. I don't know what it is. It just makes me feel, I guess, held. The masks that I recommend are Blue Blocks. So they're REM sleep mask, REM. And this blocks out 100% of light. It's super comfortable. It's adjustable. I love it. Blueblocks.com. We have a code almost30 and they're incredible. Love that company. And then I also love Lunya, Lunya. They have a really yummy sleep mask. This one is... It has like a flexible strap around it, but it's not adjustable. So just so you know, but it's made with silk, and it's just so nice. I'm pulling that up right now just so I can, sleep mask. Yeah. Okay. It has like a little, like a slit for your nose. So it fits over really nicely. It's almost like a pillow on your eyes. It's awesome. It's $48. So neither of them are like super cheap, but I quite literally use this every night and I cannot sleep without it. So Lunya and then Blue Blocks, they both have incredible sleep masks. Okay, so that's 9 things. I have one more. I'm going to take a moment and pause. Just want to check in with you. It's like reminding you that you can have some stuff throughout your day that really excites you. That just like, it could be really silly, really small. So I just want to remind you that that can be a reality. Okay, number 10 is another cozy thing, and I'm wearing it right now. It's my robe. A robe for me is like the ultimate permission to chill. And that's been hard for me to do lately because I'm working from home. It's just been hard. It's been hard to say, hey, shut off. Like, I usually have the story of, you could be working on something right now. Yeah, I guess we all could be working on something always. But it's been really important for me to designate the time when I'm completely shut off. And a robe has helped me do that. So I have a few recommendations for robes. This one right now is from Parachute. Thank you. So it's from Parachute. I also love the robe from Lunya has a robe, Lunya. I also really love Brooklinen's robe. I love the Company Store. I love, oh, this is a good one, kind of expensive and stupid, but the Ritz-Carlton sells their robes. So if you've ever gone to any hotel and just been like, damn, that robe is amazing, most likely they sell their robes. You can call them and buy it from them. That's one of my, that's actually a favorite of mine. Just because you can act like you're staying at a hotel when you're at home. So yeah, I definitely recommend getting a robe. You deserve it. Okay, that is 10 things. I'm really, really excited that I was able to share this with you. You can let me know if you have any questions. I want to know what your 10 things are right now. If you have questions about the brands, information will be in the show notes. And I will also answer any questions on Instagram at Lindsey Simcik, LindseySimcik. I'm super active on there. I'm usually replying with voice notes. But yeah, I'm here for you. Thanks for letting me share. And I'm sure this list will change in a few months, but here for you. And here to remind you, you deserve it. So curate your day, have little things that bring you a lot of joy, and I will see you soon.
What a good one. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Love you all.
Here I don't know why I said that right there.
We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate you.
Dude,
help me.
We wanted to read a review of the week. This is from Lizzie B. And she says, thank you so much for helping me feel seen in a time filled with so much discontent. The episodes on anxiety, happiness, and career fulfillment have been so special and needed in my life. I stumbled upon this podcast via a Facebook ad, and I'm so happy I followed the clickbait. Thank you for all the goodness you add to this world.
That's amazing. Must be for an event because I'm like, we don't have Facebook ads for the pod.
I know.
Love it. Welcome.
Probably for one of our events. Yeah. Thank you, Lizzie. That means a lot.
Yeah, truly.
Again, those reviews mean so much to us. So if you have a moment and just can share a few words about how Almost 30 has affected you, we would love it. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We will see you in the shop for all the workbooks, downloadables, tons of freebies, courses, everything you need. And then also almost30podcast.com for information on our partners, information on our ambassador program, information on our new paradigm series. And we will see you on the gram.
Love you.
Love you.